Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
All right, so we're on to midday, or midweek here, I should say. How you doing? You sleep well?
I'm a little tired, but yeah. How about you?
What'd you do last night?
Well, it's been a busy week. Leading up to this whole week is going to be just really, really busy. We're just going on all cylinders. No, how about you?
I didn't know if, like, you know, you and your husband had a late night rendezvous or something.
Why are we talking about that?
Wow, I was just you said you were tired, so I was just wondering.
Okay, but I can we leave it at that?
Hoping for the best, you know.
Can we leave it at that?
So that means yes, I'm assuming you're.
Oh my god. I didn't ask to be thrust into this conversation.
I think there was some of that happening.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm just saying. You know,
why did you ask, sir? Why? What is your point?
Your non-answer was an answer. So that was great. All right. So Kelly's doing all right. A little tired, but you know, I'm doing okay. Again, woke up again this morning. Had no idea what day it was. Yeah. I had to lay there and sit there and think in bed, like, okay, what time is it even? What day is it even?
What is my name?
And what is happening? Yeah, exactly. It was one of those mornings for me. But yeah, you know, I've been waking up like right as my alarm goes off. Like I hit snooze, but I never let it get to the second alarm.
Right.
So I've been pretty good about that, but yeah, like
still hurts. And oh my still God, weird. Yeah. And you're just like, what's going on?
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, we've been doing this job for a long time and
yeah. It wears on you though.
But like just recently, and this has happened before, but just recently I've like been waking up and just not knowing what day or time or anything.
You know what it is?
Just like laying there going, okay, it's yesterday. Yesterday we did a phone tap. So today, mm-hmm. Okay, maybe today's Wednesday. Okay, today's Wednesday. Yeah, and I like roll through that whole lineup in my head.
Like, you know, it's advanced age. But, you know, like I think many other people, they kind of set their day. They know if they're on time or not based on what we were talking about in the show.
Yeah.
Well. And that's how we determine what day it is. What did we do yesterday?
All right, okay. Wednesday, March 2nd. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. Got feel goods coming up for you. Phone taps later this hour and weed cookies for your setting the bar story.
Oh, fun. Yep. Delicious.
Absolutely. That's all on the way on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Some pretty big news yesterday as the Major League Baseball and its players failed to reach a deal. So it looks like there's going to be opening day cancellations, regular season game cancellations, all that. So, baseball, and I'll tell you, Major League Baseball and its players union has been rocky for several years. And so, failed to reach an agreement just yesterday. And so, yeah, looks like it's, first two series of the season, canceling the first two series of the season that was set to begin on March 30th. So, we'll keep you posted. But yeah, if you're a baseball fan, that's certainly going to affect the Major League Baseball. But we don't have a Major League Baseball team here, so whatever. it's 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to that feel good. All right, feel good stories. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So a Michigan skier and snowboarder broke the world record for most ski areas skied in 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't think we could
We can't pull that off. Now, it still has to be officially verified by Guinness World Records, but Kyle Kelly and Brad Dijkstra said that they skied at 23 resorts in 24 hours. The clock started at noon Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They did their first run at Nub's Knob in Harbor Springs.
Okay.
They did actually spend more time in the car than they did on the slopes, but they set out to beat the previous record of 17 ski areas set by Terry Moore in 2017 in Japan.
Oh, wow.
So Kyle said the hardest thing has been the stipulation set by Guinness to prove that you actually broke it. So
right.
They had to send them lift tickets and pictures, and they had to film for like 24 hours straight. And all of the ski resorts were in Michigan.
Oh,
many
okay.
of them actually opened up early to help them out, try to break this.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, 23 resorts skiing in 24 hours.
And they got the record.
They got the record. They have to, again, be officially verified once they go through all the footage and all the evidence and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there you go. We're going to go ahead and call them Guinness World Record holders.
All right, there you go.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
On the way here in about 15 minutes on Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I think it's kind of crazy. I don't know if you saw the story or not, but Meg Thee Stallion is doing a virtual reality concert.
Yeah, which I don't understand because is she actually going to, I mean, she's not going to be there physically, but they can go to a theater and put headsets on?
Yes. So,
and see a show?
Right. And you wear like a virtual reality headset and she's calling them hottie mounted displays.
Okay.
And then you can see a performance by Meg Thee Stallion. And
I find this hard to believe that this is going to be massively successful. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but I don't think that I'm going to go pay money and put a thing on my face, on my head for a couple of hours and sit in a theater and watch someone that's not actually in front of me.
Would you, if it was a concert you really wanted to see and it was cheaper than a regular ticket?
No. But I think if you want to put it on TV, I'll watch it in my living room. But I'm going to pay for like a concert ticket if you go and are on the stage in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's performing, but it's just in virtual reality. So it's like, you know, it looks like she's right there. And what's weird is, you know, you're thinking about all this, like the metaverse and all this talk about virtual reality and VR and things, these VR experiences and stuff like that. And
yeah, is she going to be like an avatar or is it going to be, like, that's the other thing I was wondering.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be an avatar. I think it's going to be Meg Thee Stallion, but it's in the virtual reality world. So you're not going to be able to, like, obviously touch her or,
right,
you know, interact with her, but
I don't know. This just sounds really, really weird.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting to see how this goes.
It would be my luck, though. I would get one of those and go to her performance, and then I'd still get bad seats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, hang on a second. How am I in an obstructed seat? Half of the concert is obstructed by this pole here. What in the world?
So weird.
Yeah, so anyways, I just thought that was kind of crazy. If you want to read more about it, we have it up at WDJX.com. It's your phone tap, and it's coming up next. Kelly, if I were to say, hey, we've got a setting the bar story, what would you describe that as?
Hey, this is a little hurdle that we set real low to the ground that we think you can jump over successfully and have a win for the day. Like, just don't do this.
Yeah, there you go. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your mom get into your weed cookies, then you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Now,
listen, we've accidentally had these show up at the nursing home, and now mom's getting into them.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. You just need to find better hiding places. To Australia we go for this one, where mom found out she accidentally ate three of her adult daughter's weed cookies. Now, listen.
I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, well, especially when you don't know they're weed cookies.
Oh, gosh.
Because, you know, without revealing too much about my own experience, those are a little more of a slow burn in that you got to pace yourself because it hits a little delayed.
Oh,
or so okay. I've read. You're good probably with just one and you just need to let it sit. And,
yeah, no, but so they must have been delicious.
But
she
if you
three.
Cram three in your mouth, then you're going to get hit a little bit harder.
Oh.
So anyways, she's upset a little bit at first, but then...
How many of those have you had?
A couple.
How many exactly have you had?
Three. I taste a bit weird, though.
I technically had three of them.
Three, technically.
Marijuana. Drugs, drugs, drugs.
Why is there drugs in your mouth?
Okay.
Listen. I can't stop.
So it when it hits,
oh, wow.
It hits. So yeah, she went through a little bit of a range of emotions from being upset, but then uncontrollable laughter there. So
wow. Yeah. So you know, it's okay. Mom handled it all right.
Yeah, she Listen. Took it like a champ. but yeah, you know, this could be a setting the bar for your daughter or for the daughter. Look,
yeah,
you know, hide them a little bit better if you don't want your mom just eating three of your weed cookies.
Okay. special recipe handed down in the family.
Right, exactly. All right, there you go. That's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so maybe you've seen his TikToks. Matthew Werning, he's 50 dates, 50 states. He drives around the country, dates women in every single state.
Yep. He goes on one date, and he did season one, and now he's doing it all over again. Date three is happening in Kentucky.
Maybe you've seen his TikToks. Matthew Werning's 50 dates, 50 states. He kind of started it, what, last year in the pandemic? And went viral because he was doing these dates. One date every state, right?
Yep. And you know what? He's kind of made himself out to be the TikTok bachelor.
Yeah, definitely. And he did start season two. We'll check in with him here in just a quick sec. But here's the 15-second promo for what season two is.
I'm selecting one girl from each state to go on a date with. And at the end, I will be picking my favorite date to come with me to San Juan, Puerto Rico for four nights, all expenses paid for.
And all you got to do to apply is hit that follow and then hit the link in my bio. Let's see who's out there.
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
Yep, super charismatic. It's Matthew Werning here. And yeah, you just, you date women.
Yeah, life is easy. I date women for a living, you know? I think long term, I would love to, you know, have a new bachelor do this or a girl do this with guys in like season three, four, five, stuff like that. But while I still figured everything out, I was like, I'll do it again, run it back, why not?
So are you looking for love out of this, or are you just kind of at this point looking for the fun and experience of meeting new people and going all over the place?
Yeah, so, you know, last season I was definitely more just like, oh, fun, meeting people, like getting out there traveling. This season, you know, I feel like there's a little bit, there might be a little bit more heaviness to it because, I mean, I'm picking a winner at the end and me and her are going to Puerto Rico for four nights.
Nice.
And so it's like, you know, I might have to have a little more open-mindedness to seeing if, you know, I connect with someone really well.
Well, Matthew Werning, we don't know if she's going to be your winner or not. It has yet to be determined, but I'll tell
you. She's an early favorite, though.
Yeah. you're in Kentucky. You just rolled in last night, and I want to introduce Jade Saylor. Hey, good morning, Jade.
Hey, good morning. You know, I like that you already said I'm your early favorite, so we're off to a good start here.
We got a root for the Kentucky girl, right?
Yep.
What attracted you to jump in on this adventure?
So I saw his TikToks originally when he first started, just like popping up on my For You page, and I thought it was such a cool idea, and like he just seemed like a really good time, and he was just having fun with it, and like creating something that like you don't really see every day. So when he decided to do this season two, I was like, I've got to jump on this and like just apply and see what happens. And then a couple months later, I heard back from him and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he actually picked me. So now we're actually about to go on our date.
Now, Matthew, do you have a plan for the evening, or do you just like let what happens happens?
Oh no, we got a plan. I work with my team and we kind of get a whole date all lined out. So today, me and Jay, we're going to go to and do like a bourbon tour. We're going to go to the batting cages, go have dinner, and then grab some ice cream. That's kind of what our day entails.
Yeah, and then you can also see when you watch the entire chat that we had with Matthew and his date, how he guards against women who are just in it for the notoriety.
For the wrong reasons. Be here for the right reasons.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, you can check that out at WDJX.com. Or if you want to go ahead and text us the number 50, 5050. Then we will shoot you the link and you can see it right there. So just text us the number 50 and then you can see the entire video or chat that we had with Matthew.
I think they're going to have a great time. And you can follow his entire journey, like the entire thing at 50dates50states.com.
99.7 DJX. Today's one of those days where if you don't want to wear a jacket because later it's going to be 74, but you don't want to be freezing because it's 40 outside right now. It's like, all right, you got to pick out your outfit layers and suffer maybe a little bit this morning to get to the nice warmth of this afternoon.
Or least. Just, you know, like you said, wear layers and peel them off later.
Yeah, but like yesterday, I wore a, you know, heavy coat in the morning because it was like 30 degrees when I got into work. But then when I left, it was like 70. So then I don't want to
carry it out.
Well, I don't want to.
Well, okay, then we'll then freeze in the morning. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like this is the time of year where you got to make that choice of whether you're freezing in the morning or you're hot in the afternoon. So
you're like, I don't want to. I don't want to carry my coat out to my car.
I know. So I chose the cold in the morning avenue.
Which is like half the drive to work before like the heater really kicks in, right?
I know.
Okay.
I know. So I
can't help you then.
I suffered on the way in, just now.
Okay.
All right, let's get to that feel good. All right, feel good. Do it every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Kaylee Williamson became the first person with Down syndrome to complete the Austin Marathon. It's a pretty big deal. And, you know, her mom said the moment she was born, I was told everything she couldn't do.
We have done 14 half marathons. We want to do one in every state. In 2008, Kaylee was diagnosed with ITP, low blood platelets, and we didn't know why. Then she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and then hyper. She was 215 pounds. She had sleep apnea. She was pre-diabetic.
So Sandy and Kaylee began to take small steps.
Through the running, the Graves disease went into remission. She doesn't have sleep apnea anymore.
And then to sprints.
Wow.
Marathon, ladies and gentlemen, Kaylee Williamson!
Woo! That's pretty cool.
Isn't that great? She got it done in 6 hours, 43 minutes, and 51 seconds.
Oh,
and pretty
her.
Great video of her getting super emotional crossing that finish line. You can see her entire story. Got it up on the website. It's a definite watch at WDJX.com.
Wait, we've got those tickets for the sold-out Billie Eilish concert. It's March 11th, KFC Yum Center, next Friday. Up at WDJX.com, just click on win. Super easy to get in, and you can do it right now. It just takes about 30 seconds on your phone, and you can win those tickets to see Billie Eilish next Friday on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's a magical moment. And in fact, when I was picking my daughter up from school the other day, one of the people in the front office, they were like, are those missed connections real? And I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, they are. I do edit out some of the real nasty stuff.
Uh-huh.
But
add in a little fun when there's nasty. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's...
They're rooted in reality.
It's real in the sense that how am I going to make all this stuff up? I can't. So
no, we're not that creative.
No, not at all. So misconnections, you know, listen, even preppies, people born with a silver spoon in their mouth need love too, right?
Okay.
And I think I'm going to need your highbrow voice for this one.
Oh,
up.
Okay.
All right. Does it have a little British twang to it?
Oh, I think it should. I think it should. Okay. That really makes it highbrow.
All right. And then, you know, when you know exactly what you're looking for, but you haven't found it yet, sometimes you just got to shoot your shot into the internet and see what comes to you.
It.
Yeah.
It's a law of attraction.
Yep, absolutely. It's Miss Connections. And you can watch it go down live on 99.7 DJX Facebook.
It does enhance the experience.
That's exactly. Coming up next on 99.7 DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Shall I go first?
Yeah, sure.
This is rather bold with the title, I'll be honest.
All right.
I think I want to marry you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Just gonna throw that out there.
You know what? Intentions are known now.
Yes, absolutely. Just want you to know what my goal is with this. It's woman for man. Need a little bit of a highbrow delivery for this one.
Okay.
You were a tall, handsome, 30-something, wearing a nice L.L. Bean mock turtleneck from the last winter catalog. Was the color slate or granite?
Okay.
With a cloth Microsoft handbag from Macworld standing outside the museum. I was the brunette fumbling with my Starbucks venti macchiato when I spilled some organic soy onto the dash of my Audi. Which, caused the House of Gucci soundtrack I was playing to stop.
Oh, no.
I know. I wheeled the car over in a panic, thinking that some of the soy had gotten onto my iPhone and ruined my client list. Tragic. Somehow I turned into the curb and nearly hit a smelly bum.
Oh. Wow.
Thank goodness I did not. You were laughing, and so was I. You flashed me the waiter, check please, sign, and we both fell into hysterics. I'm smitten. And I would gladly flash you something else.
Oh, my.
Would you like to meet over some sushi or Red Bull vodka sometime? My loft or yours?
Oh, wow. Even the highbrow preppies need love, too.
That's right. Sophisticated love brewing here.
Just so happy I didn't stain my Audi.
Yes, I'm so happy she didn't hit the smelly bum.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Kelly, I think I'm going to have to use an accent on this one, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
The title is True Computer Nerd Seeks True Love, or better yet, True Extramarital Lover.
Oh.
Man for woman.
I was on board until the last criteria.
I'm a computer nerd. Okay, wait, hang on.
I think you nailed it.
Let me start over.
Yeah, you go with that one.
I'm a computer nerd.
Uh-huh.
Skinny body. Pasty white skid.
Uh-huh.
Balding disheveled hair. My apartment is styled with spaghetti network wires everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Decor inspired by a nuclear fallout shelter.
Oh, awesome. That is unique.
Crumpled old clothes and expensive stiff suits. Needs a girl for some extramarital loving.
Extramarital loving?
Sorry. A true geek loves only his servers.
Oh.
I think he's meaning like computer network servers.
Oh, like I can't commit to a full-on relationship.
Right.
But let's spend some special time together.
You must get turned on by my sexy laptop. Four working junky old computers.
Uh-huh.
Three cool non-working hulks, which I'll fix any day now.
Oh, okay.
You must lust after my 40-inch monitor.
Oh, it's to touch
my super hot, high-speed Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Marvel glassy-eyed at my collection of pirated movies.
Wow, he's got a lot of expectations.
Enjoy relaxing on a date of gaming and cold pizza.
Gaming and cold pizza is what we're offering. Okay. Okay.
He concludes.
All right.
You should not exercise. Ever.
Uh-huh.
You should sport the same athletic physique as me.
Oh, okay. No exercising. Got it.
And know which keyboard goes with what computer, and never, ever pull on my power cords.
Oh, yeah. That could be dangerous.
If your married life is getting dull and boring and you're ready for a torrid nerd affair.
Oh, gosh.
Just sign on as Jenny. And I'll find you.
Okay, so now we're giving her a name, offering up some gaming, cold pizza. You got to be into all the weird techie decor. He is kind of really, well, it's a very specific, almost narrow, you know, expectation of what he's looking for, right?
Not sure if he's setting the bar high or low.
No, yeah. I feel like it's very narrow.
Okay, so again, whether you are a preppy who narrowly got into an accident, spilling your macchiato, looking at the preppy dude outside the museum, or you're a nerd looking for someone who's married.
Bothered he is completely ruling out single ladies. Like, no, I'm not.
I think he just doesn't want to deal with.
Doesn't want the romantic entanglements of them falling madly, deeply in love with him, wanting to spend forever and forever. He's like, I don't have forever.
This has been
Craigslist Missed Connections.
if you're someone who is passionate about counter space, then you should know that there is a major battle happening on social media.
All right. Let's debate this very important topic.
And the topic is toasters.
Okay.
So the question is, do you put your toaster away after you've used it, or do you leave it out on the counter?
We leave ours on the counter. We just unplug it.
So Kelly is counter life.
Yes, I keep it on the counter.
I don't have a toaster. I have a toaster oven. I'm going to leave that as the same thing. I'm going to say that's the same thing, and that stays on the counter. So again,
okay,
like you, counter life.
Right. Mine's cute and red. I feel like because it's cute, it gets to live out. Now, if it was like old and junky and not cute to look at, I'm probably putting that thing away.
Oh, okay.
I do think that that maybe plays a factor, but I've got a cute toaster. I'm like, all right, you can stay out and people can see you.
Congratulations. You get to live outside, not locked away in a cupboard.
Exactly. I mean, there is something to be said about cute appliances.
I think we're in the majority, at least according to this poll that a news station did, 6ABC. They were asking that because this started to kind of go around Twitter and go around the internet, wondering, okay, what do you do with your toaster? 73%, according to them, lives on the counter. It's lived on the counter. Now, I will say, when I had like a little toaster, just like a two-slotted toaster, I would shove that sucker in the Lazy Susan and be done with it.
Really?
Yep.
That's probably an appliance that is used on a fairly regular basis. Mm-hmm. So I think just the sheer convenience of never having to like get it out of the cabinet and put it on the counter and plug it in all those things. So it's just right there. We just plug it in, push down the slot, and the wires get hot and get toast.
Yeah, toast!
Yeah! I mean, come on.
Like I said, there is way more important things happening in the world right now. But
no, let's go ahead and debate the stupid stuff like toasters on the counter.
A debate raging online about team put it away, team lives on my counter, where it relates to...
Yeah, toast!
Yes!
Sirs.
Jenna, though, is team no toaster.
Yeah.
She hates cleaning crumbs. I mean, wow.
So what do you do? Just butter raw bread?
I guess she just never enjoys the magic of toast.
I mean, maybe she has a toaster oven like I do, where, you know, toaster oven, a little bit bigger. You know, you can use it as a toaster. You can.
Yes, but still, I feel like when you touch the toast, crumbs are bound to fall at some point.
That's true.
I think that's a necessary evil of the toast. Like, you can't have toast and not have any crumbs at all.
Yeah, Holly wants to remind us via text message about the Michael Graves line of toasters that I would always give for wedding gifts. So
they were so stylish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now, Jenna says oven pan. Oven pan? Interesting.
All right. So again, it's not important. It's actually quite stupid. But the debate rages on as to what to do with your toaster and your counter space and how precious of real estate it is.
Yes, and for some, it's way too precious, and so there's not enough space for that, and that's got to go live in a cabinet.
Yeah,
like Renee.
You can see the debate wage on at Ben and Kelly Show. I thought about this the other day on 99.7 DJX. I was watching Horrible Bosses, and I had never seen that movie all the way through, and my wife and I, like, my daughters were at dance, it was the weekend, and...
That's such a good movie.
I know, my wife and I were just kind of flipping through, like, going,
so funny.
Oh, Horrible Bosses, you know, we've never seen that, and so, yeah, so we started watching it, and I didn't realize how hysterical it is, and how, like, Jennifer Aniston, oh my gosh, she is perfect for that role.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed something. One of the characters' email was fatballs@hotmail.com, and it was fatballz@hotmail, and I was like, oh my gosh, how funny is that? And it got me thinking about, like, remember when... you got your first email handle or your first screen name or AIM name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what that was, because more than likely it's not what it is now. And it was probably, you know, like a play on words or whatever. I had a friend who was a Nuke Droppa 420.
Nuke Drop of 420. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for a long time.
I got it. I got it.
Nuke Drop of 420.
Uh-huh.
I remember when AIM was a thing, I had a couple different screen names because, you know, I think everybody did, right?
Uh-huh.
But one of them was the Doc 21. And it was, and I don't even know why my roommate and I kind of chose that. And because, you know, we were special and we used one screen name for both of us.
Absolutely. That's
but
great.
But the Doc 21. But I remember we'd go into these like we'd go on the internet and then all these people would be like, oh, you're a doctor? Oh, what do you study?
Oh, of course.
And we would just make stuff up. I mean, it was just, it was great.
Well, half a semester of pre-med.
I know. Well, and so, yeah, I think maybe we made that up because both of my roommate and I were both in pre-med at that time.
Uh-huh.
It was before I dropped out of it.
So precious.
Yeah.
he continued on, though, right? Was that Mike?
Yeah. That was Mike.
He is an actual doctor.
Alyssa texts us and said, back in the MSN Messenger days, my name was Playboy Bunny. That's actually how my husband and I connected. He said the name was enticing. Of course it was.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, she must be hot if that's her name. Yes.
Right. Oh my gosh. Another message from a listener. Pimp Princess 1701.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's Pimp. Tough to use in the professional world. Yeah, what about Monkey Lover 1674?
Yeah,
it's still like, rocking that for the past 15 years.
It's like, yes, would you please tell us your email address so we can email you the application to your job?
Write it down. Don't make me say it out loud.
Yeah, it's Pimp Princess 1701. That's PIMPPRINCESS.
Oh, wow.
Did you have any weird AIM handle or anything like that?
I did not. I don't even remember having an AIM handle, to be honest. I don't think I did.
Man.
Yeah.
You missed out on a chunk of your life then.
I know.
another, I remember I had a buddy that was a cyber dog because he thought it was cool. Like,
yeah.
Cyber.
Was it D-A-W-G?
No, it was. It was like C-Y-B-U-R-D-O-G.
Oh, okay.
But and I remember he chose the U instead of E because cyber with an E was already taken. And so there was already a cyber dog with an E. And so he chose the U because he didn't want to have numbers behind it. I remember.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Huh. You know what? You just didn't really necessarily think at the beginning when you were coming up with these, like,
right,
what if I have to say this out loud at some point?
Got a message from a listener. 69 Princess at Hotmail. Says, I had no idea what 69 meant, but just heard it.
Okay.
That's funny.
That is super innocent. Gosh. Love that.
Yeah, right? Super innocent.
Wait a second. Tess said, my friend made mine testicles at hotmail.com.
Oh, that is hysterical.
Testicles. Oh my gosh.
Oh, could you imagine your future employer? Yes,
oh, wow.
Where can we email you the application, the documents?
Send that to testicles@hotmail.com.
Anyways, fun little conversation if you want a message at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
We got this message. I've been a nanny for two little girls, ages 2 and 5, for about 2 years.
Mm.
The parents, while very loving with their kids, are constantly arguing, even in front of me.
Oh.
So recently, the youngest, we'll call her Emma, told me, I don't like my daddy. I asked her why, and she said, because he's mean to my mommy.
Okay.
To which the older sister, Elizabeth, in quotes, responded, he's not mean, he's just intense. So last week, the parents were arguing again, and after they left, Elizabeth told me, sometimes I go under the table and say funny things like, stop arguing, Mom. Emma seemed on the verge of tears. I really care for these girls, and it breaks my heart to hear them say things like that. I wouldn't say that this is an abuse level. They just never agree on anything anymore, and it gets loud.
Mm.
The dad usually starts it. Do I bring it up to the parents? And if so, what do I say? I really dread such an awkward and uncomfortable conversation.
Man, that is tough. Especially let us know if you've been in that situation, if you're a nanny and you've watched kids and you've seen that go down and how you handled it. I think that would help our listener with how she moves forward. I mean, part of me is just like, you got to say something, right?
Yeah. Dawn said, if you're willing to lose the job, then respectfully say something. Say the least possible. The girls have been mentioning that you two argue a lot, especially Emma. They seem to be talking about it more and more, and they seem really upset and focused on it. I just thought you should know. Mm. Don't offer advice, just information.
Yeah, you know, and I think that first part is key because you may, I mean, this may be the beginning of the end of your nanny gig with this family, just because either A, you don't want to be around it anymore and leave voluntarily, or the other option is you tell them and they're like, yeah, okay, you're gone.
That's really, really tough because I know she's attached to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with the family for a couple of years. And then, you know, what if the girls feel abandoned by, you know, what may be like the one kind of outlet, the safe place that they feel like with her, they can kind of get away from all the arguing from their parents. I mean, this is just a really tough, so many layers to the situation.
All right, 502-571-9970. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Group therapy. It's tough when you're a nanny and the kids start saying things about the parents of the kids that you're nannying. What do you do?
It seems to be, you know, affecting their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super important. So we've got a lot of people that do have experience with this.
That's good.
Hannah said, I went through the same thing a few years ago. The best thing I did was be there for the kids, but I never said anything to the parents. Instead, I always took them places like the science center, zoo, parks, even my house, and kept the kids busy and happy. That was my job.
Yeah.
But then Krista said, I got divorced last year. And when we were first going through the divorce, my kids were staying with a nanny during the day while I went to school. Our nanny pulled me aside when I picked them up one day and told me that my son, who was five at the time, was talking about the divorce with her kids and how he was upset about it and how mommy and daddy fought all the time. I appreciated her saying something so I knew what was going on and how my son was feeling. She needs to say something respectfully, of course.
Yeah, Kristen's like, look, you're the children's voice. They need to know from a third party what's being done because they probably don't even realize it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then Eric said, I do social work. Mm-hmm. This is abuse. And I've lived through this. Talk to the mother. If it doesn't help, contact Child Protection Services.
Oh, man. I mean, that's heavy. I've never had a nanny. I've never been a nanny. Okay, so like what if your nanny came to you and said, hey, the kids are saying that you and your husband are fighting and whatever.
I would want to know about something like that, for sure.
Do you think she has to worry about losing her job if she approaches the parents?
Maybe.
Mm.
And that's a tough part.
Yeah. Okay.
As Pam said, first, you will get fired. Second, you should talk to them both without the girls, without judgment, and let them know what you are experiencing with their children. No blame, or say they aren't seeing what the arguing is doing to their own children.
I think that's the best way to go about it. I think you have to say something, you know?
Yeah, they may be just caught up in their own drama with each other that they aren't thinking about what the kids are seeing, how they are interpreting that, and how that's affecting them. And I would think, as a parent, that takes precedence.
100%.
Over any sort of embarrassment or whatever that you might be feeling that the nannies noticed this and this whole situation.
Well, good luck. Keep us posted. And if you've got a comment and you want to share your experience, you can always look at the thread there on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Dua Lipa, 99.7 DJX, actually getting sued by a reggae band called Today is Dr. Seuss's Birthday.
Oh, fun.
Yep. Classic book, Oh Say Can You Say, that was a favorite at our house and one that I really had difficulty reading to my daughters.
Uh-huh.
It's all about tongue twisters.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be fun to try out some tongue twisters of our own, right?
This is going to be difficult.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll start with a classic one from Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
You know, it all starts off, said a book reading parrot named Huey. The words in this book are all fooey. When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue may end up in St. Louis. I stumbled a little bit there.
Very close.
Very close.
Very close to flawless.
One of the other ones was, I mean, man, they get into some tough ones for me. Like Dwight. But if your daddy's name is Dwight and he likes to look at birds at night, and the gift for Dwight that might be right is a bright Dwight bird flight night sight light.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But there are a bunch of others. So I thought we would go back and forth and see who can recite the tongue twister correctly.
Okay.
All right, you want to give it a crack?
All right, here we go. I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought. If the thought I thought I thought had been the thought, I thought wouldn't have thought so much.
Wow. Hey, I knew getting into this game with you would be tough. I mean, dang. All right, let me try it.
Okay.
I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought. If the thought I thought I thought I thought had been the thought I thought, I wouldn't have thought so much.
You get almost to the finish line, and then you still the slightest hesitation. I was close to flawless.
I think you got that. All right, do another one.
Oh, this one. Ah, I hate the ones about Susie. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where the she shines, she sits, and where she sits, she shines.
Careful.
A big black bug bit a big black dog on his big black nose.
Wow. Okay.
That's so weird and so hard.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe.
Jesse, no, that's where I went downhill too. No, it's so hard.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where she shines, she sits. Where she sits, she shines.
You gotta be so careful.
Gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Oh, don't do the snails.
All right.
Let's do the bottom.
All right.
The bottom of the butter bucket. Is the butter bucket bottom. That's kind of simple.
Yeah. The bottom of the butter bucket is the butter bottom bucket. Wait, I didn't say it right.
You didn't say buttered.
The bottom of the butter bucket is the buttered bottom bucket. Wait. Yes. No, bucket bottom. Ah!
I know.
All right, let's just do a couple more.
Okay, all right. Five frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes.
Oh, jeez, okay. Five frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes.
Good job.
See, look at us. Professional right. broadcasters here. All right.
Uh-huh. Betty and Bob
yep.
brought back blue balloons from the big bazaar.
Betty and Bob brought back big balloons. Stupid game. All right, one more.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I got it. Be so careful with this one. I slit the sheet. The sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
Why you gotta give me that one?
Finger on the button for the FCC.
Okay. In honor of Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Going through our favorite tongue twisters.
Careful.
I slit the sheet. The sheet I slit, and on the slittered sheet I sit. Slitted sheet I sit. Oh gosh.
Thank goodness
all right.
we didn't say a naughty word there.
No
that
naughty words.
Escaped.
All right.
Oh, that was fun.
Fun game there in honor of Dr. Seuss's birthday. Osei Can You Say is a fantastic book, by the way, if you've never
good
read.
Good luck reading it out loud.
Yeah, exactly. So setting the bar stories, they always set the bar for your day very low, right?
Yeah, it's a low little hurdle. We're pretty certain that you can metaphorically jump over and have a win for the day.
Yeah, parent's nightmare, really, with this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without sneaking onto a plane and running a 1,700 miles away, you're doing okay.
A kid did that?
Now, this happened in Brazil. Everybody's okay. All right?
Okay, good.
All right?
Oh,
everybody's
wow.
okay. But this mom woke up about 5:30 in the morning, and her 9-year-old son, Emmanuel, still sleeping in bed. 7:30 rolls around. She checks on her son. He's gone. She freaks, right?
So sometime in the span of 2 hours early in the morning, he disappears?
Yeah, wasn't kidnapped. Emmanuel snuck out and onto a flight at a nearby airport, flew 1,700 miles to visit family without telling his parents.
How in the world did they live right next to the airport?
Well,
how in the world?
Well, close enough. Apparently, he'd been planning it. He even Googled the phrase, how to get on an airplane unnoticed.
And, oh, my gosh.
And authorities are trying to figure out how he managed it, too. The airline.
Oh, my goodness.
The airline gave mom a call and said, hey, we've got something you want.
Oh my gosh.
And flew him back to the airport he flew out of the very next day. So he's back home now, but in a whole boatload of trouble.
Oh, he's grounded forever. I mean, oh my gosh. Oh yeah. My gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, that's like Home Alone times 10. That's
yes.
Crazy.
I mean, that's wow.
I know. You're speechless. Wow. I get it.
Okay, that's going in my parenting binder, too. Better never sneak off to the airport and get on a plane without anyone seeing you. How in the world did that happen?
Yeah,
is he in
the
cargo area, or did he just waltz right on and take a seat without having to show a boarding pass?
No, he took a seat. So, I mean, maybe he, yeah, I don't know. We could speculate all day. But anyways, he's okay now.
And that's good news.
The setting the bar is, hey, try not to sneak onto an airplane and run 1,700 miles away to visit family without telling anybody.
Holy cow.
All right?
Oh, okay.
That is setting the bar. You may know from 50 Dates, 50 States TikTok, 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, he's a TikTok bachelor, Matt Wernig, and they're in town on date number 3 of season 2 of his little online social media series that he created called 50 Dates, 50 States. He literally goes to every state and goes on one date. And this, the end of this season, he's actually picking like his favorite and they're going to go on a trip afterwards together.
Now, this may be the end for him, he says.
Right.
But he'd like to see it continue. And we spoke with him for like 7.5 minutes. And
and
his date. So,
yeah, he's building a brand around this. Like the first season, he pretty much like pulled off by himself. But now mm-hmm. he's got like a camera crew and a team of people to kind of help him out and build this up even more and hopefully have a life of its own after he's kind of done being the TikTok bachelor.
Yeah. So if you want to see it, you can always text us the number 5050 to 502-571-9970. And we'll send you over the video. You can see it. But yeah, cool kid. Seems like he's...
It's a fun idea.
Yeah, he's having fun. So, yeah, you can see that. Anything else you missed, you can always catch up on the podcast as well. WDJX.com. Click listen, from group therapies to our tongue twister to setting the bars, all that stuff.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stories. Also, you can always stay up to date with what's trending at WDJX.com. There's a new trailer for a movie I'm super excited about that hits Netflix next weekend, The Adam Project.
Was that Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, the kid that they cast to play the younger him
mm-hmm.
couldn't have been better. I don't think they. I mean, this is such spot on casting; it's insane.
Yeah, I liked hearing Ryan Reynolds talking about how even he gets really bad anxiety, and he kind of has two personalities. You know, the one that mm-hmm. you see, and then the one that you don't see. So
exactly.
Anyways.
Yeah. So you can see that trailer. It looks like a really good movie and all the latest trending stories up on the website, WDJX.com.
Tomorrow, it is the 13th annual Radiothon. We're kicking it off bright and early, 6 o'clock. So Thursday and Friday, we're rolling. And yeah.
And yes, we will have a Throwback Thursday mix. I know you're very concerned. It's Thursday. There is a tradition from 8:30 to 9. We're still going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And still do lots of other very cool things all day long for Norton Children's.
Yep, that is tomorrow. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you then.
Bye.